I didn't come from a lot, and I didn't have great examples of people showing me, I suppose, how you can have the capacity to save and do all of that. I had a dollar mine account like the best of us. But after that, I suppose my mum and dad divorced, so we became a sole parent house. And that was a really different story for me. So I associated money with struggle, you know, essentially, how are we going to pay the rent? That's how full on, and I don't admit this a lot, but there's a story where even to the point where the landlord came to our house and we hid. Like, that's how pretty dark it was for some time. So you can only imagine if that's what you remember or feel as a kid, that that's the last thing you want to be thinking
about.
It's
all stored somewhere.
Definitely. Yeah.
But,
what happens is people often associate money with lack anyway. So particularly in this era where most people assume they're not going to be able to buy a house anytime soon, particularly if you're younger, you just instantly associate money with lack. Because I can't afford a deposit, which means
because there's always something more that you want. Is that kind of the thing? Yeah,
it's something more that you want, but you just presume there's this big thing that you're going to miss out on because you can't afford it. So therefore, you just avoid the whole conversation.
It's such an emotional thing, too, isn't it?